It's HPR, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Blake and Brent Cousins, two dudes that are directors, producers, they make movies, and they're from the state here. The Night Marchers, maybe you saw that and were scared by this film back in 2001. It's been rebooted, and it's in theaters now across the state. We thought this would be a cool Halloween-themed feature to have with a film that has a strong local connection, and we've welcomed them to the studios. They are twins. And we have Brent on the left, Blake on the right, and we have Tim Borger, who is an actor in the rebooted version of the Night Marchers film. Welcome to HBR, Brent, Blake, and Tim.
Good to be here with you, Dave.
Great. Thanks for having us here.
You are super welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you guys grew up on Hawaii Island?
Yeah, we came over from the mainland and arrived over here in 1973 and spent some time in Palolo Valley and then moved to the North Shore and then eventually made it over to the Big Island where we currently reside.
The original Night Marchers film, was that your very first major film?
Well, my brother and I, we've been making films since we're about 12 years old. Our parents were lucky enough to get us a video camera when we're 12, and we started making movies back then, and we thought we could make movies like Indiana Jones right away. We quickly found out that it wasn't as easy as it looked, but fine-tuning our techniques and showcasing our movies, our short films, and in the high schools in Honoka'a, you know, so it kind of led us in the direction of making feature films.
Explain when you first became fascinated with the whole Night Marcher story, and then obviously it became a big inspiration for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, over the years, growing up, you've heard of the legend. Kids talked about it. Adults talked about it. Later on in life, we started to find out that even the police department, fire department, paramedics, they've all experienced paranormal activity. So it inspired us to basically make a movie on the legend that unlike anybody's ever seen. And the legend's powerful. After making the movie 20 years ago, we've heard many, many times, probably hundreds of times, as people have come up to us and explained their sightings of the Night Marchers. Mm-hmm. And we're constantly asked, when are you guys going to make another movie?
And it's being called a reboot of the film. So is this an all-new version that picks up where the original left off?
Yeah, you could basically say it does pick off the last movie 20 years ago. It's a retelling, basically, with the new culture that's around and new technology as well from what we had before with the shaky cam. Kind of made people dizzy, but now we have quality state-of-the-art equipment using Steadicams, also drones as well, and shot in 4K, and it's a whole new cast.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tim looks a little young, I would think.
How old was I? What year was it?
Came out 2001.
Yeah, I was like 16.
Could have been in the movie then, obviously, and then still. So no returning cast members then?
Actually, I do have a self-cast in this one.
And, yourself?
Yeah, and I was a star in the original in 2001. I play a totally different character, but yeah, I inserted myself to kind of doing a Hitchcock thing, kind of.
So it was like a cameo,
a cameo.
Shows you with the camera, so you're like seeing the
Absolutely.
Movie getting made.
Yeah,
you're watching it. Those are cool, actually. I like those. That's kind of a trippy thing. And is it all local actors and actresses?
I would say half of the crew's pretty much from Hawaii, and the other we flew in from the mainland. We wanted them to basically come down to the islands and feel kind of like out of place,
sure.
Which they definitely were. And our local cast was strong, and that's what we really wanted to showcase in the film. We got some leading talent along with Kaylee Kanakoa and Anuleala from the islands, and these guys really steal the show, and the talent that Hawaii has to offer is pretty outstanding, and we're really lucky.
Tim, you're from here, or did they fly you in?
I'm from L.A.
What was the most challenging part of it when you look back at filming this?
We were in some pretty gnarly caves, just the random locations that we went to. We went into, what was the valley?
We went to Waipio Valley.
But there was another valley. Kaylee says the King's Valley.
Oh, that was, we're filming that in a little place called Hakalau. And some of the access is blocked off due to landslides. But we're able to hike in and film in these locations that really have never been seen on the big screen. And we're excited to bring that to the people.
So that's also going to be part of it, as you kind of get a little private tour of some land and places that you wouldn't normally be able to see. That's what I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. So is the whole thing filmed on Big Island? Is that
We primarily filmed the entire movie on the Hamakua coast of the Big Island. We did some shooting in Los Angeles as well to get our characters established. flying from the mainland to Hawaii. And one of the challenges is to bring these actors from the mainland who have actually never been to Hawaii. And when you see some of the fear on their faces and the anxiety that's coming across on the film, a lot of it's not even acting. It's actually the true expressions.
And when you think back to making the first one and then you think about this one, are there really big differences that the technology has made?
Yeah, it's a night and day look on what we had 20 years ago and the way what we're shooting now with this new technology. It's just, it's really super clear. The sound audio's a lot cleaner than it was on the first one. Some of the big things that are different in the film is drones. We have amazing drones.
And the photography that comes from
and
that.
And the photography that comes with it is spectacular. And we utilized a lot of these locations here on the Big Island that basically has never been seen before.
That's cool.
Yeah, and some of these other locations that we've also gone into, like when you remember the first movie, we were in a cave, and it was fairly dark, but now we totally lit up the cave, and this whole cave scene that you go on this adventure, you really get to see your surroundings.
You guys are into this whole zombie-ish kind of thing. I was looking at some of your other stuff. There's Rising Dead is another one of these. And that's before, it's fascinating. I guess these, what do these all go back to? George Romero? Because this thing, the Rising Dead one, was that you who's the star?
Yeah.
And that is 2007?
Absolutely.
So that was before the Rage of the Walking Dead.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up. We've been following the Walking Dead recently. Might have some issues with us because it seems to me that the Walking Dead watched the Rising Dead and they treat it as their Bible because everything they use in their TV show is basically going after the standard of what we did in 2007. Right. Even in the film, I say The Walking Dead. And I'm sure that's where they came up with the title. I don't know. We might have to ask AMC about what's going on over there.
That could
there.
Be lucrative.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
That could be the Night Marchers 3.
Yeah, maybe they could fund our,
right.
our next movie.
Budget development in a creative way. After the Halloween season, is this going to end up on DVD or whatever?
Well, Regal Cinemas say, depending on the turnout, it might possibly be extended after the 31st.
Because, I mean, now it's weird these days, huh? Like, do people buy a DVD or more they'd be more inclined to watch it on Netflix?
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, Regal Cinemas, one of the deals is we won't be able to release it to DVD or any other platform until 6 months after the premiere on the big screen, which is fine with us. And, yeah, we have some connections in Los Angeles, Hollywood, that may be able to distribute the film via Amazon Prime, Hulu, or Netflix and other streaming services. Big possibility.
Is the first one on Netflix?
The first one made it to Netflix back in the day, but the DVDs just kept getting ripped off, just like the DVDs from the Night Marchers in all the public library system throughout the state. They don't exist. Everybody just kept them.
It's part of the mystery, though.
Yeah, sure.
Because they're being secretly taken up. That could be the plot line for the next one. You'd be kind of like filming yourselves. We did this movie, but someone keeps stealing it. Where are they all disappearing? And then you find this weird house where they've been hoarding all the copies of it, and they could be in the basement. It is Tim Borger, and it's the Cousins brothers, Blake and Brent Cousins. They're directors. They're twins, so it's easy to see they could both be just interchangeably taking him.
Some, our friends kind of get kind of jealous of us. They said, I wish I had a twin.
Right. No, that wasn't me. It was great that you came down. Good luck with this thing, and we'll keep our doors locked, I guess, because we'll be scared during this season. But thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Thanks for having us on.